Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everybody, welcome to this, your afternoon news video. On this one, we're going to talk all about WWE nearly being sold to Fox.
Which WWE star did Brock Lesnar refuse to wrestle?
We have a backstage update on Jade Cargill's AEW TBS title win.
And a medical issue triggers a huge card change for AEW. This is the afternoon news.
Yes it is. Let's talk about WWE getting sold, which is something we've spoken about
exciting
several times over the past 12 months. I don't believe WWE's up for sale. I don't believe they've been close to being up for sale. However, we got some words here from Freddie Prinze Jr. on his Wrestling with Freddie podcast. Of course, Freddie Prinze Jr., as well as being an actor, was a writer for WWE for a considerable length of time. So he's got some inside knowledge. And on one of these podcasts, he's come out here. And, you know, he's been told by somebody, one of his friends who works as an executive at Fox, that Vince McMahon's asking price was too high, but Fox did want to buy WWE. They came out here and said, yo, give me the company. And in the end, they ended up obviously with the rights to SmackDown on Friday nights. They knocked back the chance to pursue this full-time purchase and instead decided they were just going to license SmackDown, which cost them a pretty penny itself.
Yes.
So, you know, there's always chatter about various companies buying WWE. I think recently it was Disney, wasn't it?
Yep.
That'd be an interesting one. You have Marvel and WWE kind of fist together under the Disney umbrella. Can you imagine a Disney theme park with wrestlers?
I'd be into that.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, Raw's kind of like a theme park as it is.
Yeah,
some of the crazy stuff that goes down on there.
Go there, meet someone dressed as Roman Reigns. Be great.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. We might even get our own golden eggs if you rock
Never
up at the
know.
Theme park. But would that be like the thing, you knock it off a platform? That's more seaside holiday in the UK,
yeah,
isn't it?
Totally.
Throwing stuff at coconuts, but whatever. What do you reckon of this, Phil?
It's an interesting one, if true, because, like, you've got to think about how much money Fox has laid down for WWE. It's like $205 million a year for a five-year contract. They've already dropped over $1 billion on this. And you've got to wonder where Vince's asking price was.
Yeah.
If they're already spending $1 billion, but whatever Vince asked was too much.
That's wild, isn't it? Because you, on top of that, like, to value the company, you have NBCU paying $1 billion for the
yep.
Peacock thing. And then you've got whatever, you I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
USA
250-ish million or whatever it was, I can't remember what it was.
It's wild, man, it's wild. I think the only person, I say person, he's a duck, the only creature capable of buying out Vince McMahon at this stage would be Scrooge McDuck, and he doesn't exist. So there we go.
It's true. It's always fun to speculate, though.
It is
very interesting. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see if it happens. No, it will, though. But let's take you back now to 2017 and a certain person that Brock Lesnar refused to wrestle, unless he's coming from Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer. And apparently, it was originally booked Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal for Survivor Series 2017 for the WWE Championship. But Brock Lesnar said, nope, not having it in the last minute and just refused to let wrestle Jinder Mahal. So he was champion. They went on a UK tour. They ended up taking the belt off him on the UK tour in Manchester. AJ Styles beat him, and then they switched the match at Survivor Series to AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar. But like, the original plan was for Jinder Mahal to have the belt when the India tour as well and main event the shows over there. But little Brock Lesnar comes along. He's like, not having this. Yeah. Moves on. No word as to why exactly this happened, so I assume something must have happened backstage with this. It's quite an interesting story. But yeah, Brock Lesnar says no, and entire plans gets changed.
That's funny, isn't it? Brock Lesnar works like 5 days a year, goes, Jinder, I'm not wrestling him. obviously, it wasn't the most critically well-received title reign, Jinder Mahal's run on top, but a lot of people were very thankful when AJ came along and went, hey, I'm really good, so I'll have that belt. but yeah, I think it worked out for the better, right? I mean, that AJ match with Brock was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah,
so, yeah, whatever happened here, I think we got the best result.
Yeah.
Either way. Anyway, Jade Cargill, she won the TBS title this week, beating Ruby Soho in the tournament finals. Big moment for her in her career. She's only had something like, what, like 23 professional matches or whatever? TBS champion. Fair play to her. It was awesome to see the photos of her and her daughter celebrating afterwards as well. Good stuff all around. Dave Meltzer has an update on this in the Wrestling Observer newsletter this week, stating that Jade was actually booked to win the tournament before the tournament was even announced. So Jade was always going to be the champion all along. That's how things panned out. She beat Ruby Soho in the final. She had a first round bye, made it to the final regardless, beat Ruby. Jade's awesome. Good for her. Now, Dave does mention here that there were some suggestions that maybe Jade winning the title here was a response to Big Swole's criticisms of her perceived lack of diversity in AEW, which we've spoken about several times this week. That wasn't the case. This was decided beforehand. So I think one of the big things coming out of the Swole situation and then Tony Khan's rather stupid tweet was that, oh God, they've kind of cursed this match in a way, haven't they? Because if Jade wins, some people are going to come out and say, oh, they're doing it as a response to this. And if Ruby wins, some other people are going to say some other things. It's good to know that this was the original plan all along. And I think it's very interesting to see a developing prospect like Jade, who obviously works very hard at her craft, in this spot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think after that tweet, they were kind of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of position. But yeah, this was, I think a lot of us had this pegged as the idea from the very beginning. It's just a massive vehicle to get Jade Cargill over by beating a bunch of good wrestlers, having some good matches and getting the belt on her in the end. And it's good to see that they had a vision, they stuck with it, and they knew what they wanted from this entire tournament, and it was Jade Cargill with that belt, and the sort of just vision of her holding up the belt at the end of it. I'd say it was very much worth it, and hopefully they can do a lot to take do the best with this going forwards.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more.
Indeed. But sticking with AEW for a bit, they've got their big show on Saturday night, the Battle of the Belts. And there's going to be big changes, apparently, coming to this. Now, AEW put out a tweet just saying, tomorrow on AEW Rampage, there will be an announced change due to medical protocol to Saturday's Battle of the Belts card. The Rampage card is Hook versus blah, blah, blah. They just go through the Rampage card. So medical protocol calling for a change to the card. Now, the current card is the TNT Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Sammy Guevara, and then for the women's title, Britt Baker versus Riho, and there's no word yet on what the change might be, but speculation over some big medical protocols forcing changes to their big first hour-long special on Saturday night.
Yeah, so it sounds like something has happened medically involving one of the participants in one of these matches. Perhaps that's just me kind of reading into this. Yep. We'll find out for sure on Rampage. Not too sure I like the move of going, hey, we will announce the change tonight instead of just doing it straight up.
Yep.
I think that's a bit more honest with your audience, and that's kind of what I would have liked to seen here. But hey, look, we'll see what happens. It's Battle of the Belts. If they make a change, it has to be a title match. So, you know, say one of these matches has to be scrapped. What do you have a Jade defense? Do you have a Hangman defense out of nowhere? Do you have a tag team title defense? Who knows? I think both Riho versus Britt and Cody versus Sammy were good matches on paper.
Yeah.
So it would be a shame to see one of them reconfigured or lost entirely. But what are you going to do? It's a difficult world we live in and things happen. So
yeah,
Let's see how it pans out. Hope it's good regardless.
Hope they make the most of it.
Let's do it. Anyway, thank you for joining us on today's After News. You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Follow me on Twitter. No, wait, you go first. You follow Phil on Twitter at
Phil My Chambers. You can follow Andy at
I'm not used to doing this hosting thing. You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for have a nice weekend, because I'm just a nice guy and I'm really generic.
Aw,
bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.